This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English and I'm Rob.
And I'm Neil.
Today we're talking about buttons.
Yes, buttons. Buttons are what we have on our clothes to fasten them, but the word is also used for things we push to make things happen.
Things like your bedside alarm, radio, toaster, kettle. We press hundreds of buttons every week without thinking about it. Not everyone likes buttons, though. Particularly the ones we have on our clothes. It's a recognised phobia. What is this fear called? Is it A, buttonophobia, B, kumpunophobia, or C, coulrophobia? Any ideas, Neil?
I think I've got a fear of pronouncing these words. I've got no idea what the answer is. I think buttonophobia is much too obvious, so it's one of the others. Or is it? It's a hard one.
Well, I'll have the answer later in the programme. Thinking Aloud is a BBC Radio 4 programme which covers a range of interesting topics. Recently, they featured a discussion about buttons and how important they are to everyday life. Stephen Connor, Professor of English at the University of Cambridge, was on the programme and he talked about the appeal of buttons. What does he say about children and buttons?
We do love buttons, and I think the pleasure and the temptation of buttons, this temptation, and everyone feels it, which is why buttons have to be very convenient. On the other hand, they have to be kept away from children, so they've got to be put high up on the wall. And buttons that really matter have to be made quite hard to push, like put behind glass or something.
OK, what does he say about children and buttons?
That they have to be kept away from them. As I said before, I loved pressing buttons as a child. I would press any that I saw, so important ones did have to be kept out of my reach.
Yes, he said buttons are a temptation. A temptation is something that makes you want to do something, and it's often used when it's something you shouldn't really do. So buttons that lead to potentially dangerous or serious consequences, like a fire alarm, need to be protected, maybe behind glass, so temptation doesn't get the better of us.
But many buttons have a useful, practical purpose in everyday life, like calling a lift. So these buttons have to be easy to use without difficulty. The adjective for this is convenient. These everyday buttons have to be convenient.
Professor Connor goes on to say a bit more about why buttons are so appealing. What's his opinion?
You know what I think? I think it's down to the fidgeting instinct of very digital or manual creatures. I think we want to fidget with things and adjust them. We want to make them slightly better. We want to it's the grooming instinct in apes.
So then, why can't we resist buttons?
Because as humans, we have a fidgeting instinct. We can't stay still for very long. We need to move around a lot because we are very digital creatures.
The use of digital, though, is nothing to do with modern online technology, is it?
No, a digit is a finger or toe. So we are digital creatures. We have fingers and we like to use them.
And one thing other digital creatures do, creatures like apes, is grooming. That is, they use their hands to clean the body hair of other apes. They look through the hair for insects and bugs and pull them out and eat them. But we can also use the word grooming for humans. Someone who is well-groomed, for example, is neat and tidy, clean and well-presented. Here's Professor Connor again.
You know what I think? I think it's down to the fidgeting instinct of very digital or manual creatures. I think we want to fidget with things and adjust them. We want to make them slightly better. We want to it's the grooming instinct in apes.
Before we wrap up, time to get the answer to this week's question. Some people have a fear of buttons. It's a recognised phobia. But what's it called? Is it A, buttonophobia, B, kumpunophobia, or C, coulrophobia? And Neil, you said...
I didn't, but I don't think it can be buttonophobia. That would be too easy. And I think coulrophobia is a fear of clowns. So I'm going for the other one, kumpunophobia.
That is right. Buttonophobia is a made-up word. And as you said, coulrophobia is a fear of clowns. Right, now let's review today's vocabulary.
We've been talking about buttons. These can be small round things we use to fasten our clothes or the things that we push to make something happen.
Buttons can be a temptation. We see one, we want to push it. So a temptation is something that makes us want to do something we know we shouldn't.
And then we had the adjective convenient. Something that's convenient is easy to use without difficulty. For example, the buttons to call a lift are at a very convenient height. They can be reached easily.
Professor Connor went on to talk about our fidgeting instinct. As humans, we love to fidget. We like to keep moving around. We can't stay still for very long, and we love to do stuff with our hands.
The professor talked about us being digital creatures, which means creatures with fingers. A digit is another word for a finger or toe.
And finally, we had grooming.
This is the habit of making ourselves look nice by cleaning, washing, and doing our hair. It's something some animals, such as apes, do for each other.
Well, the button here in the studio is flashing, which tells me it's time to wrap up for today. Do join us next time, and if you can't wait, you can always find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, our app, and, of course, on our website, bbclearningenglish.com. Bye-bye for now.
Bye. Can I just press that button?
Go on, then, if you like.
The English We Speak. From bbclearningenglish.com.